Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey, PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. In this episode, you're going to get one of the most powerful tools I have ever found to grow as a leader. And it's something your manager can't do for you. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Hey, welcome to the show. I am excited to share this tool with you because in this episode, this process you're going to get, you can use to get the feedback that helps you grow, be your best, and that your manager can't give you. And with this tool, you'll be able to accelerate your own growth, build deeper trust with your team, and it's going to help your team to grow faster as well. Really powerful tool. Let's get into it. We call this the DIY or do-it-yourself 360 or listening tour. Now, if you have any experience with a traditional 360 and it gives you hives, or maybe you've had a really good experience with it, either way, that's not what we're talking about here. So in a traditional 360, there's a lot of anonymous feedback. It's called 360-degree feedback because you're getting it from your manager, from your peers, from your direct reports, and other people in the organization. And it gets compiled into a bunch of different competencies, and you get some nice charts and everything and some focus on where you might want to grow. All well and good. It's anonymous typically, and if it's administered well and you've got a really good team environment, it can be effective. But that's not what we're talking about. Those also tend to be expensive. What we're talking about here is a series of conversations done in a specific way that are going to help you get the feedback that you need right now to be your best. That's why we call it a do-it-yourself 360. Doesn't cost you anything. Just takes a short amount of time to prepare, and you're going to get the feedback to help you be your best, and it's feedback that your manager's not going to be able to give you the same way you can get it for yourself. So here's how it works. You start by choosing a topic, and the key to choosing an effective topic is you need to get super specific. So for example, what I mean by that is I wouldn't say my topic is broadly just communication or my leadership in general or meetings. Okay, those are nice topics, they're important, but they're not specific enough to get meaningful feedback. To make this work, you want to drill down, you want to get super tight in your focus.
So let's say that I want to work on my communication. I might talk about how I'm communicating feedback or organizational changes or things like that. So I want to take one sliver, one aspect of my communication. Same for meetings. Let's say that I'm talking about how our meetings are doing building relationships or how they're translating into results or how efficient we are in our meetings. Those are all specific topics that I can get really meaningful feedback as I have conversations. Maybe you choose a topic like how you're going to partner or how you're partnering with other parts of the organization. So I might get very specific about my partnering on a specific project or how I'm showing up or how our department or my team is supporting other parts of the organization. So again, get super specific. And then after you've chosen your topic, you're going to craft two questions. These questions are very straightforward. The first question is asset-based. What's something you're doing well? And the way they're going to phrase this is, what's one way that I'm doing whatever your topic is, or one way I'm showing up in this topic that really works for you? So for example, if I'm talking about how efficient our meetings are, I might ask, when I get to the conversations, my first question might be, what's one part or one aspect of our meetings that you find very effective? Then the second question that I'm going to ask is about opportunity. And this is where I'm going to get some of that feedback that's going to help me grow. So in general, I'm going to ask a very specific question for question number two. What's one way I might be more effective in this topic, in this area? So where you can go with this, for instance, in meetings, what's one way I might be more effective, or our meetings might be more effective from your perspective? What's one way I could be a more effective partner on this project? What's one way that our team could be more supportive to the organization or to your needs here in this work that we're doing? If we're talking back on the communication topic, what's one way that I could more effectively communicate organizational changes for you without overwhelming you? What's one way I can get you the feedback that you need with regard to the quality of your work or what's happening with our team projects? So you get the idea. It's the two questions here. What's one thing, one aspect of this topic that's really working for you so that you know what's working? You can hang on to that. You know what's effective. And then second, what's one way that you could be more effective? Those are the two questions that you're going to ask. So far, you've chosen a topic, a specific topic, and you've crafted two questions. One that's based on something that's really working and effective, one that focuses on an opportunity. Now that you've got your topic and your questions, the next thing you want to do is identify who you're going to have these conversations with. And this is where the 360 part comes in. You want to choose at least five or six people. You can do more. And we have had so many participants in our leadership development programs. Sometimes we've had senior executive leaders who are like, you know what, I'm interviewing everybody I can get my hands on because I really want this feedback to help me grow. But that can also be overwhelming and you may not have time for that. So if you can get at least five or six who have the information you need. Now, as you're choosing your people, a couple criteria. First, you want to pay attention to choosing people who are going to have a perspective to share. So if you're asking about the effectiveness of your meetings, choose people who attend your meetings. Choose people who are impacted by your meetings. Your manager should be one of these people in general. Even if they're not always attending your meetings, they should have some visibility into the impact and how effective you are in the work you're doing. And of course, your meetings are a part of that. If you are talking about how you're partnering on projects, well, you need to talk to the folks who you're partnering with. Talking to people who don't have that experience is not going to be effective. If you're focused, had a client who's focused, she wanted to focus on how she's presenting information externally on behalf of the organization. So there's only going to be certain people who have that experience of her either speaking up in meetings, doing executive presentations, or those outside presentations who will be able to give her the feedback she needs. So who are the people you need to talk to? So the first thing you're paying attention to is, do they have the experience and perspective you need? Second is, you want to get a variety of perspectives, diverse perspectives here. And what I mean by that is diverse roles. So in general, for a general kind of a topic, let's say you're working on communication, how you're communicating changes or things like that, you might talk to your manager, you might talk to some of your peers or colleagues that you work with, and you might talk to your direct reports. So get a variety of roles. The next thing that you want to pay attention to in terms of diversity of input, you want to get not just, there's always in every organization, human relationships, we have people we get along with that are our friendlies. You don't just want to talk to those folks. Nor do you just want to talk to the folks who it's a little more strained with. And again, human relationships, we always have some of those oil and water things where maybe there's always a little more tension or things like that. Those are important people to include, but you don't want to only talk to those folks. So you want to get a mix of perspectives that have the visibility to the topic you've chosen. Okay, so you've chosen your topic, you've chosen your questions, and you've identified the people that you want to talk to. Next thing you're going to do are make some appointments to speak with these folks. And this is a voice-to-voice conversation. So the least amount of bandwidth would be like over Microsoft Teams or Zoom. So get a face-to-face conversation, even if it's virtual faces. You can do this in person, of course, that's best. But don't do it via email. That's not the point here. You want to have an actual human conversation about the topic. That's part of the benefit of what you're doing here. And I'll get into that in a moment. So you're going to schedule these conversations so that you carve out time for them. They don't need to be long. Maybe 15 minutes, 15, 20 minutes long. That's it. And you can certainly share the questions up front if you want to. And if they would be helpful, sometimes people are going to need a moment or a couple of days to think about what they might recommend. And if you get them cold, they might not have a good, meaningful thought for you. So you might set it up by email and say, hey, listen, I'd love to have a conversation about this. Please don't respond via email. I want to talk it through voice to voice, face to face. And here's some times. Here are the two questions I'm going to ask you. I'm really focused on improving the quality of how I'm leading our meetings or the quality of my communication in terms of how I'm communicating changes or feedback or how I'm showing up as a partner for things. And here are my two questions. What's one thing that's really working? What's one way I could be more effective in this area? Okay, so you get those scheduled, then you show up for the conversations. So how are you going to show up for these conversations? First, you're going to come to them with some humility. Your job here is to listen and understand. You're not trying to argue, and I have made this mistake. One time when I first learned about this kind of approach, I was having a conversation with a guy on our team in our organization named Lorenzo, and asked him about a project and what was going on. And he told me, and he wasn't real happy. And after I listened to it for a while, then I started, spending a bunch of time trying to tell him why he was looking at it wrong. And finally, he cuts me off and he says, David, do you want to know what I think or not? You asked me, do you want to know or not? And of course, he was right. So you want to approach these conversations with humility. I'm trying to understand where they're coming from. I really want to listen. So a couple keys in doing that. First, reflect to connect. So any emotion that you're picking up, check in on that. Say, hey, it sounds like you're really frustrated by this when we end the meetings quickly and you're not having time to really dial in on what your responsibilities are. Do I have that right? Sounds like you're really excited about the opportunities here and you're looking to explore that. So check in on the emotion that you're hearing and ask. You're not telling them how you're feeling. You're saying what you're picking up and then asking, do I have that right? Then you want to check for understanding on the content of what they're saying. Okay, so what I hear you saying is that you would love to have a little bit more time. It would be helpful at the end of our meetings if we carved out some time to really review who's doing what, by when, how will we know, and make sure that we're all clear on our responsibilities. Do I have that right? What I hear you saying is that as I'm communicating changes, if I can have a structured, consistent way of doing that, that would be helpful for you. Or the moment I know, as soon as I'm able to communicate those things, that would be helpful for you. Or maybe I'm over-communicating. You're like, you know what, if you could dial that back, I don't need to know all of this. Whatever it is that you're hearing, check and make sure that you're hearing what you think you're hearing. This is what I'm hearing you say, this is your suggestion, do I have that right? If you don't understand what they're saying, this is where you can use phrases like, you know, help me understand more about this. Can you walk me through? Can you unpack that for me? And then again, check for understanding once they've done that. Your goal is to listen, to understand where they're coming from, not necessarily to argue about it at this point. Now, the other thing you're going to do here, take notes. You want to write down all the ideas that you're getting so that you can do something with them later, and we'll talk about that in a second. The final element of these conversations, well, next to final element, say thank you. And you're not thanking them for their idea. They might give you a horrible idea. What you're going to do is say, thank you for investing the time in me. I really appreciate that, helping me grow. You're thanking them for the investment of their time, for taking the time, whatever words work for you, but it's about taking the time to invest in you. Then you get to what you're going to do with the feedback. Now, this is critical. This is one of the most important parts of the whole conversation. If you really want to build trust, you got to demonstrate the follow-through. You want to build credibility, reliability. You want to demonstrate you have their best interests at heart. All of this is critical in this final step, which is you got to prepare your response. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to say, so listen, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me, invest in me and in my growth. Here's what I'm doing. I'm having this same conversation with five other people from a variety of different roles and perspectives, taking notes. I'm going to write down everything I hear. And out of all of that, I'm going to choose one item to take action on. It may be one idea that I think is going to have the most leverage, help me have the most positive impact, affect the change that we need to get here, whatever it is. Or if I hear something consistently from everybody, maybe that's the thing I'll choose. But I will be making a choice, and I'll choose that one item. And then I will tell you what I've chosen to work on. You will know. And this is the critical part. And this is one of the biggest problems with feedback in the workplace. If someone asks for feedback and you never know what they do with it, it's demoralizing. If you fill out a survey and you really take the time to be thoughtful and you send it in and then you never hear anything about it again, well, of course, you're left going, why did I bother? That was a waste of time. I'm never doing that again. You don't want your people feeling that way. So you tell them, here's what I'm doing. I'm having the same conversation. I'm going to listen to everything. I'm going to choose one thing. And here's when I will get back to you with what I've chosen. You can expect to hear from me by the 15th of the month or at our next team meeting or whatever the right timing is. And then you've got to follow through. Schedule that finish. Put it in your calendar and make sure that you follow through on those things. The final element of all this is you actually have to make your choice. Now, again, you get to make the choice. I have done this process many times, and sometimes you get some really crazy feedback, like the person, like, wow, that's their perspective. That's interesting. And it's got very little to do with you, and it's got everything to do with them. And okay, you can set that aside. No need to go there. But what you're looking for are those leverage points. If you hear something from 5 out of 6 people, there is probably some value in paying attention to that. Or if you catch an idea that as you're thinking about it, really that would make a difference, great, focus on that. But choose one thing and only one thing that you can take action on. Only one thing, because anything more than that is too much. You're not going to be able to do 2, 3, 4 different things. Choose one thing that you can really implement for 30, 60 days. Then follow through, circle back to your people, anybody that you asked, tell them what you chose, and invite their support as you implement it. Say, listen, this is what I've chosen to do. Really appreciate your feedback. And as you see me doing it, I would really appreciate, you don't just have my permission, you have an invitation. If you see me doing it, encouragement always welcome. Appreciate that. And maybe even more importantly, when I drop the ball and I don't get there and I don't do it right, hey, feel free to remind me. I want that. So if we get to the end of a meeting and we're getting close to 5 minutes and we haven't done our check at the end, if that's what I've committed to, you've got my permission. You have my invitation. Raise your hand and say, hey, David, we got to do the 5-minute thing at the end of the meeting. Who's doing what, by when, how will we know? You can hold me accountable. I want you to. So that's the process. Now let's talk about the benefits here. What happens? A, you are getting feedback your manager alone cannot give you. You're getting it from your peers. You're getting it from other people you're working with. You're getting it from your team. And unless you ask for that, you are unlikely to ever get that kind of feedback. And it's so powerful when you do ask for it. So one, you're getting feedback you never would get. That's going to accelerate your career. Next, you are building massive trust with your team. Okay, those four components of trust again: credibility, reliability, connectedness. Do you have their best interests at heart? And when you do this process, you are really investing in all four of those elements. Connecting, you're connecting to people because you're learning what's on their heart and mind. When you reflect to connect, you're connecting at that emotional level. When you follow through and people see you take action, sends a powerful message that you really do care what people have to say and that you're actively paying attention and listening. Now, people understand and you've already framed it. You can't respond to eight different pieces of feedback, but you chose one thing. And what that does is it builds trust in the process, because the DIY 360 is not a one-time tool. This is something you can use repeatedly throughout your career. And I recommend getting an ongoing cadence. You know the ebbs and flows of your work. So find maybe twice a year when things aren't quite as busy and invest in one element of your leadership and go out and ask those questions. The first time you do this, people might be going, ooh, I don't know. She's asking for my feedback. Does she really mean it? I've never had a leader ask me for what I think before. Can I really trust him on this? And when you respond with gratitude, thanks for investing the time, here's what I'm doing, and you follow through, the next time you ask, they're going to know you really mean it. And then the third benefit here, and I think this is critical too from a leadership perspective, is that you are role modeling growth and what that looks like. And there's some humility in asking. And when you do that, it also invites your team to do the same, gives them permission to be in process and growing themselves. They don't have to be perfect. They're growing too. And they'll start asking you, some of them, oh, you know, that's a great question. So David, what do you think I could be doing here? And boom, you are on a great trajectory of your personal growth, your team growth. It is an awesome virtuous cycle. I'm such a fan of this tool, this process. Can't recommend it highly enough. We use it in all of our leadership development programs that we can. And participants always tell us it's had a significant impact for them, as well as my personal experience with it. So for all those reasons, I encourage you, get out there and do a DIY 360 listening tour. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. And I've got a guide for you that you can print out and use to walk your team through all of these kinds of communication skills that we talk about on the show that are going to help you reduce your team's stress, improve morale and productivity. And you'll find that guide totally free. It's for you at letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. Thank you, as always, to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep in Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Bruck Marketing for the work on this episode. And until next time, get the feedback you need and be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show.